on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man.
Song of the day, Delta Dawn, Tanya Tucker, 1972. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture Ray and the Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day.
Prettiest one you ever laid eyes on.
Once again, your Song of the Day, Delta Dawn by Tanya Tucker from 1972. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day, which there's two reasons why I played this song. But
go ahead.
Well, number one, that is Coach Ron Revelle's favorite song. That is her karaoke
song. That's her favorite song.
Yes. And they played that song after the Nebraska beat Okie State. I documented that.
You
for
did.
Them.
Thank you.
It is also our friend Bill Bush's, one of his favorite songs, and today is his mother's funeral. And so I thought I'd play that for her and for him, for the family.
I thought that was beautiful to do that. Very fitting song. And you're sure that was Tanya Tucker?
That was the correct version, all right? That was Tanya Tucker.
This is not Michael Murphy singing some...
No, that was the right version, my friend.
It's not Michael Murphy...
I appreciate the criticism, the critique, just the right one.
Impersonating Kevin Cronin.
No,
he wasn't impersonating, but Michael Murphy sang a version of Riding the Storm Out.
That was the right song.
That was not Helen Reddy. That was not Helen Reddy.
Tanya Tucker from 1970. She was 13 years old.
What?
And that's why I'm pretty sure I'll research. I think she was 13 when she
Don't
sang
throw that.
That
out there unless you know it. That's amazing. That was not Helen Reddy. I assume that was Tanya Tucker, but I'm not sure with your past history of these things.
Tanya Tucker was only 13 years old when she recorded Delta Dawn.
How is that possible?
That voice was 13 years old in 1972.
That is remarkable. She was singing Delta Dawn as a 13-year-old?
That voice you heard was a 13-year-old.
That's called freaky talent,
yes.
Right? Delta Dawn's a 10, just a 10. Situational in some ways, but I'd be in the nines, high nines if it wasn't situational, if it wasn't Rhonda Revelle's karaoke go-to and the funeral of Bill's mother. And this was Bill's... Bill says this is his first song he played at when he joined our show.
I think it was. Well, he played like as a, for a Bill's Thrills.
Yes.
I think 100% it was.
And he has affinity for this song.
Oh, he does love the song.
Yes. Connor.
923 says sacred on that one.
Connor's growing up before our eyes.
He played Brandy for Song of the Day yesterday when we were not here by Looking Glass.
Yes, and we all gave it high scores. Via
text line.
Yeah, via text.
Like 9, 8 and above.
We weren't on the text line.
No, our own group chat.
On our
group chat. That's our own text line. Ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. Vernon Dakin, 8. John, 10. Fritz, 8, 3. Les in Lincoln, age 73, 5. Never cared for it.
Never cared for it. Okay, that's fine.
Cousin Bird, 9.6. Sean in Omaha, 8.7. Kodiak Bear, 6.9. Cody from Broken Bow, 10 out of 10. Excellence, he says. Yes. Excellence.
Wow.
Jake and Hickman, 6.5. LB and McCook, 10. Lyle in Omaha, 10. Your friend Lyle. Well, you like the name Lyle. You don't really know that Lyle.
Caleb, not sure I know him.
Caleb from Lee, Nebraska, 9.8. Rick and Susie in Center. That's Huskerland Bulldogs, 8. They said they saw her sing this at the Knox County Fair when she was a teenager.
Okay.
Now, back in the 70s.
Once again, we missed Bill. I don't even know how Bill would react.
He would have fallen out of his chair.
Yes.
At that point.
They saw Tanya Tucker sing this song as a teenager at the Knox County Fair.
That's what they just said in the 70s.
I don't even know what to say about that. That is remarkable. God, I wish I would have seen that. She didn't come to the Platte County Fair that I know of. It's possible she did, and I didn't know it.
Okay, we got some. Brad says 9. Someone says without a rating here, I don't know why this is being said, you might be the worst person to ever live. Me.
That's nice.
What did I do? I played Tanya Tucker.
That's friendly.
I played Delta Dawn.
It's Tuesday.
What did I say?
This is, come on.
What did I do?
Nothing. I don't know. You might be the
worst. Do you have a rating for that? Why am I a bad person?
You're not.
Gavin and Pender, 10. Thank you, Gavin. Tell that to the guy that thinks I'm the worst person to ever live. Shemaya with the putter. I saw Shemaya on Friday, went to A1 Automotive's one-year anniversary down south, a new location, and yes. Shemaya was having a coffee.
Was he?
I had a coffee with Shemaya and Kendall down there.
Are you forever going to name him Shemaya with the putter?
Shemaya with the putter, yeah. That's his name. Shemaya with the putter. Isaac, unexpected, 8-5, Huskers P, says, Coach R. Ravel earned that one, 10.
She did earn it. They're going back to WCWS.
Houston 9-2, Leroy 9-5, Mothball 7, Jennifer 7, Hubby 4.4, a little low from Hubby.
Jennifer gave it a what?
7 flat.
Jennifer, Hubby went 4-4.
That's really low from him. It's Brad, that's the 70s, man.
Yeah.
Hubby says ugh on that one.
Ugh.
On Delta Dawn?
Ugh.
Chad in Texas, 10.
I appreciate the honesty.
Corey from Hole, Iowa, 10. That's up by Larchwood, you know. It's where I used to live. That
I
area.
Did not know that.
They have a candy factory in Hole.
Oh, it's H-U-L-L.
H-U-L-L.
Yeah.
Hole.
Not Hole.
Say
H-O-L-E.
Yeah, H-U-L-L, Northwest Iowa.
I did know that.
Husker fan, though. Thank you, Corey. Let's see, Sandmaster 10+. YouTube before we move on. Rashawn from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Second. Rashawn's with us?
Yeah, 8-5.
Rashawn's with us.
Yeah, Makai's father, yes.
Yes.
Charlie, 10. CL Porter, 10. Lack says 10. Troy, 10. Genghis, 9. Better Times. Your Captain Cody, 10 on YouTube. Song of the day.
Is Your Captain Cody a recent?
Somewhat new.
Okay, you did good on that.
Thank you. Song of the day was Delta Dawn from 1972 by Tanya Tucker before Coach Ravel and for the late Sharon Bush.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you already know what your Wednesday song of the day is?
No. No idea.
No idea.
I hardly ever know what the song is until I actually dub it in.
Okay.
It just comes to me. That's the song for the day. Thank you for the scores.
You're welcome.
Tanya Tucker. All right. It is time without further ado for Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes here on a Bugaboo Tuesday.
It's 7:10. It's 7:10.
Ready to go?
Yes.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen and bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
Bill can't get back fast enough for that. I can't. I just don't.
You never hold the R. He's kind of. It's a Randy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to hold the
go,
R.
And it's got to be more from the innards.
Right here.
Yeah. It's got to come
the
more
chest.
From the chest.
Yeah.
From the gut. From the upper gut area.
You do chant it, which I am happy that you do yell it. It's just the Randy. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/earlybreak. Hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit Hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Yeah, but you got to really horse it out, right?
Yeah. Yes. Ready for Bugaboo Tuesday?
This is Bugaboo Tuesday. Yes. This is Jake Sorensen.
Things that bother me, it's not the same as Bill's Thrills.
Bill's not here today.
He'll be back, I think, tomorrow or Thursday. Yeah. Potentially tomorrow. Here's the headline today. There's no point in branding when you're last in the standing.
Say it again.
There's no point in branding when you're last in the standing.
No, you're fine.
I am so sick of the Royals again.
Oh, God.
This is once again a Royals rant. I'm sorry for those who get sick of these. I can't.
There's no sense in branding when you're last in the standing.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, while the Royals are trying to get people to their games, and they had a great crowd. Massive crowd yesterday.
Did they?
Massive crowd.
Really, on a Sunday? Monday.
Memorial Day.
It was Monday. It was Monday yesterday.
The Yankees are in town.
Yes.
The Yankees, I told you, beat the Royals now 11 straight times, dating back to 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the Royals have these great promotions. You'll come on and get a bobblehead.
Yeah.
The first 10,000 get this. Why? Why would you go right now to the game? I'm sick of the team. I'm sick of losing. This team, for two straight years, is now underachieved. I know the year's not over, but it feels like it is. Like, you had a chance to gain some momentum and get back to 8 games below .500 if you don't blow the ninth inning yesterday. But no, they blew the ninth inning. Now they're 10 games below. And all of a sudden, the Central has a pulse. Like, you get three wildcard teams. Right now, there'd be three playoff teams in the Central. And the White Sox, who were one of the worst teams in MLB history in the last 2 years, would be a wild card team.
Really?
They're above .500.
Because, and this is your lament, because the Royals could be in that position.
The Royals should be. They have too much talent in the roster. They're blowing Bobby Witt Jr.'s, the talent that he has. They have the most unclutched team in the history of baseball. Let's go back to Sunday for a second. The Royals are up 8-3 against the Mariners.
Okay.
And they have not pitched their closer for a week. They're trying to get him some reps, some confidence before the Yankees come to town. Let's get you on the mound. Lucas Ursig is his name, who was incredible 2 years ago. Not last year, but 2 years ago. This year, forced to the closer role because of an injury to Carlos Estevez, who also has been terrible before the injury.
Okay.
And they pitch him on Sunday. He goes the full inning, and he gave up four runs, or three runs with two guys on base. He could have lost the game with a 5-run lead entering the ninth inning. But he went 38 pitches.
Okay.
So that put his chance of pitching yesterday at risk.
Yeah.
But guess what? They brought him out. They brought him out. Oh, 38 pitches, don't you worry. He was so great. He gave up four runs. Why would he not close out the Yankees, who have been our detriment to society for our team for years? Gets a first pitch ground. Okay, great. Okay, one pitch, one out.
All
sweet.
Right. Sweet.
And then
out. What
happened? Kind of a broken bat single to Bobby Witt. The ball just stops. Bobby makes that play. It just stops. So it's a single. Okay, all right. Guy on first, no problem.
One out.
One out. And then here comes Jazz Chisholm to hit up to lace a a double to right field. Runners on second and third, one out. We all know at this point how this is going to go. All Royals fans say, yeah, just leave. Get out of here. Even though you have the bottom of the ninth to score your own runs.
Yes.
Here comes Anthony Volpe, who's not been very good this year, but he kills the Royals, hits a RBI single to left field. He goes for two, gets thrown out, but two runs score. Two outs, and then, another, I think, a pop out.
Score now is what?
It's 4-3 Yankees. And the fans are cheering because there's a ton of Yankees fans there because they should be. The Yankees are good, and the Royals stink.
Tons of Yankees fans there.
Including our friend, I think our friend Charlie Colon may have been there. Yankees fan Charlie Colon.
Charlie's
long
there.
Lifetime Yankees fan Charlie Colon.
Made I believe the
he
trip.
May have been there. Or might be going today if he wasn't yesterday. Anyways, the Royals have a chance to, to score and tie it up or win the game. We all know that's not going to happen, though. They actually get to the top of the order. They have a guy on first with one out, with two outs. Mikel Garcia, leadoff guy, weak ground out to third base, game over. Royals lose 4-3. It's a team that just refuses to win.
They refuse
to get momentum. They refuse to do anything right, and I'm sick of it.
Big crowd at the K yesterday.
Huge crowd. Massive, massive crowd on a nice, gorgeous, warm May Day.
Kansas City, you want Kansas City to support that team, right?
They do support it. Now, again, the weeknights, not so much. It's pretty empty, but I think most crowds on weeknights are not very full. They rely on the weekend crowds for your juice. For your juice, exactly. And the Royals showed up for the Sunday game. The Mariners game, pretty full crowd for that game. But you get a clutch home run from Bobby Witt Jr. in the eighth to take the lead, and you think, all right, we're going to close this out. We're going to end this curse against the Yankees, who you've not beaten 2 years. And no, the most predictable thing happens where your closer blows it. He's now got a 5.2 ERA. Is that good for a closer?
No,
it's not. And he's supposed to be good. And I loved him 2 years ago, but something's off. I don't think he's hurt. I think something's not right with him in terms of where he's at with his belief in his pitching.
God, you watch these guys.
And I just...
You watch him. You sit down in an easy chair and watch.
And here's the worst part.
You sit down in an easy
chair. I watched the ninth inning on the couch. I was busy. So I might be at fault for turning the game on when they were actually about to win.
You just watched the ninth inning.
I did, and they lost.
Do you ever sit down and watch the game in its entirety? Ever?
When they're good, yes. When it's worth my time. Here's the worst part. I'm not going to call anybody out. A random person texted me, a Royals fan, when the Royals were entering the ninth inning.
And said,
with the lead, they said, Royals. I'm like, you just jinxed this. It's over. We're going to lose now. And I was right. That person did jinx the Royals. See, this team stinks.
You know jinxes don't exist.
They do exist, and this was a jinx. I said, we blame this loss on Lucas Ersig and you. You both get the blame for this loss. He says, I'll accept that. He accepted the blame. I said, this team stinks. You haven't beat these guys in 2 years. Why would you ever claim victory before it's actually over? Don't text before the game's over. That's another
bugaboo. You get weird when I do that on our text line about Nebraska basketball.
I do. Yeah, I said, well, there it goes. Here comes the
over.
Jinx.
Yep. I'll say it's over.
You too. It does bother the hell. It bothers me.
I know. You immediately get obviously uncomfortable.
You've been wrong at times on that.
Not very often.
Sometimes you are.
When I proclaim over, it's usually over. Anyway, that's a good bugaboo. I don't tire of your Royals rant.
Well, here's some response.
I just don't want you
here.
To go overboard.
Here's some response here. Brian says, as a Mariners fan who went to the game Saturday, when the Royals are on, they're really good, but when they're off, they are really bad.
Hey, Mariners fan in the house.
The Royals somehow went 5-1 this year against Seattle. That's likely a playoff team. 5-1.
People from Lincoln making the trek to Kansas City. Charlie Colon and our friend that's the Mariners fan.
Yep, Brian H. Someone says, we can't let the Royals do to Bobby Witt what the Angels have done to Mike Trout.
Yes.
They've trapped a superstar in purgatory. The Angels are the worst team in baseball. The worst team in baseball. Worse than the Royals.
I need to look into this Witt character that you proclaim Bobby Witt Jr. is a certain very good. Hall of Famer.
Sean says, amen, Jake. I listened to that whole game on my drive back from Denver. I knew Ersig was going to blow it again, and he did.
Are you going with Witt as a certain Hall of Famer?
I mean, he's young, but if he keeps up what he's doing, he'll be a certain Hall of Famer when all said that. But he's very young still. Let's see here. They are not last. You're right. The Tigers are technically last, but the Royals are basically last in the standings. They're a half game ahead of the Tigers, who are terrible and injured. And Mothball says, calm down, Jake. It's baseball. Nobody cares.
I don't like to hear nobody cares.
Pretty packed stands yesterday. And again, we do carry the Royals games on this station, so I do care.
I don't like nobody cares. People say that about the NBA. It's not true. It's not true. People do care. People care about the Royals. You care about the Royals.
I do. I told you, my bucket is full with Nebraska basketball success. This doesn't mean I wouldn't mind having the Royals be good.
Is your bucket full?
I wouldn't mind it just for the sake of summer entertainment. But thank you for the Huskers for providing that. They've done a good job when the Royals have sucked.
On the diamonds.
Both.
Diamonds.
Yep.
Rhonda will be here shortly.
Yes, you will.
I hope you have 4 to 5 good questions.
We're good for Rhonda.
Do you have 4 to 5 good questions?
Yeah, we're set. She only has one segment. She's got one segment today.
We're going to have to burn this out.
Because we got to get to OKC.
Yeah, I have some questions.
Okay. The headline again was this. There's no point in branding when you're at the bottom of the standing. That is...
I think you're okay with standing.
Jake's takes.
Yeah, sorry. This is
when we
Jake's
come back,
takes.
Hour 2, Rhonda Revelle is with us. She's next in studio on Early Break in the Ticket.